Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Guess what came out yesterday?
What?
The Mario Oreos. The Mario's Oreos. I don't know how to put them together.
The Mario
Mario's.
Oranios.
Or Luigios.
See, that would have been better.
That actually works. Happy Top Dad Podcast, everybody. Yep.
Nope.
It's a Thursday, but give us a minute. We don't normally record on Thursdays. Hold on. Check.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. Okay, here we go. Happy Top Dad Podcast Day, national holiday.
Ooh.
I mean, fuck it. They have like Donut Day and French Fry Day.
Top Dad Day.
Fucking toilet paper day.
We're close enough to what? It's like just a month after Father's Day. We can have Top Dad Day.
Whatever. I'm just making it Top Dad Podcast Day.
We are the Top Dad Podcast, a podcast with Matt and Ken. I'm Matt.
I prefer Ken and Matt.
Ken and Matt.
There we go.
It is alphabetical. I'll give it to you.
And billing.
It's you're older and alphabetically
wiser.
First.
Prettier.
Nah, probably. Your hair's nicer.
You have a lot of hair.
You have a lot of hair. Way more than I do.
Hair. If hair was a qualification for top billing.
We are here to make your parenting lives better.
Sure. Wow, 140 podcast episodes, and now we're finally telling people in the first 15 seconds what we actually are here about.
Yeah.
We're here to make your life better.
We're making you here to laugh.
Because kids kind of suck sometimes.
Commiserate and let you know that, you know what? It's okay to hate your
same
kids every once in a while.
Same shit happens to everybody. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
They're still cool at the end of the day.
Occasionally you want to punch your children.
Or throw them.
Chuck them out the window.
Or throw them and punch them.
Occasionally you want to tell them, hey, if you do that again, I'm going to sell you the fucking circus.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what's sad though?
Were you a circus? Was your mom like a circus?
Send you off to the circus? No. Maybe a camp? Like, I'm going to send you off to camp?
Yeah, but like intended to come get you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure when my dad said,
just,
I'm
like,
going to sell
you
to the circus.
That you would just become, you'd be shoveling elephant shit for the rest of your life?
And it wouldn't be like one of those fun Disney movies where like I become like the
Dumbo.
Ringleader.
Ooh.
Or the guy in the top hat. What's
you would be
name?
A good greatest showman.
Right?
I think you, I can see you Hugh Jackmaning it. I mean, you do love a good musical.
I do love musicals.
So speaking of
musicals,
you got a hot musical next week.
I do.
Aren't you going to go see a cool musical
that's
brand new?
I am.
Ken has a trip to NYC, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, work trip.
Work trip, but he's got a little Broadway sideshow.
My brother's like, hey, you want to go to a Broadway show with me? And I was like, no.
That sounds like a weird thing for two brothers to do, but.
Then he was like, oh, Back to the Future is playing. And I was like, that's a musical?
Like, yeah. So 100% you're in.
Take one of the greatest 80s movies of all time, throw in a musical number or seven, and bam, I'm in.
I have not seen anything. I know that it was happening. I have not seen anything about it as far as how are they making musical numbers about this? And is it a separate screenplay?
Back in time. Like, don't do your mom because it's back in time. She's kind of hot, but that's okay because it's your mom. Remember anyways.
Wow. Look at you. You could write for The Simpsons. That sounds like a Simpsons jingle
there
in my head. Is this like Back to the Future 4 or is it a retelling of Back to the Future 1?
Does it cover all three
or
movies?
Or is it 1 through 3? That'd be a lot.
I'll give
to
you
do.
An update next.
How
next
many
week,
different
next,
Biff
next
Tannens
week.
Are there in this movie?
I love a good Biff Tannen.
Who doesn't like great bad guy?
Occasionally I fall on TikTok and find like Back to the Future auditions.
Oh yeah.
Where they do like backroom casting.
I haven't seen a Back to the
Not
Future.
Like those
one.
Backroom
I've seen
castings.
Like the fake set. Those there's three different types of backroom castings. There's those types of bathroom castings. There's the Saturday Night Live ones where actors play, where the people play other actors performing for weird auditions. And then apparently there's real backroom casting.
Yeah, it's cool.
You've seen a Back to the Future one?
Billy Zane tried out for, because Billy Zane's in Back to the Future. He's one of the hoodlums.
He's one of the hoodlums, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's one of Biff's, like,
that.
Biffarinos.
And first Biff, second Biff, future Biff?
All the Biffs.
All the Biffs?
He's in all... He's like...
Are Biffs his, lackeys the same lackeys
yeah, all the
in
same.
Each age?
Yep. In each movie, in each like...
Even in three?
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch
They're all
that
the same. Billy Zane's in all of them.
I love Billy Zane.
He's great.
Phantom.
Beware of your friend... Listen to your friend Billy Zane.
He's a cool guy.
That's great. Lindsay ran into Billy Zane one time at the W in Chicago.
Was he a cool guy?
She said he was wearing like a newsboy cap, you know, like one of them, like
I can see that,
like one of those driver hats.
Sam Jackson hat, but frontwards.
That's like a Kanga hat. That's a Kanga hat, kind like.
Oh, is
less,
it like the floppier one, like a man beret,
like a 1920s,
yeah,
like
a newsies, like he's
yeah, like a newsies,
like he's gonna go hawk a paper at you,
right? News here,
Here ya, hear ya all about it. Here ya go, Billy Zane, handing out today's news.
Right. That's what exactly what he said. And then Lindsay was like, she said he's much prettier in real life.
How is that possible?
And also short.
I can imagine that. Mm-hmm. But he can't be pretty. He's actors very pretty.
Actors are always shorter.
Tom Cruise is like a tiny, tiny person.
Yeah, he's like 5'5".
Yeah.
I could chuck him out a window.
Like a child.
Sell him to the circus.
Oh, I like this.
Nice.
That was fun.
I liked it.
I don't even know where we're going with this, but like it. Top Dad Podcast.
Musicals. Ken, I dig musicals.
I am excited. So, lo and behold, we are both going to New York with the families.
Correct.
Over the same time period, and there was zero planning of that happening.
Zip.
Which is kind of fun.
I didn't even know you were planning a family trip to the New York City Big Apple.
This was Lauren wants to do something with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted a trip. She's like, New York would be super fun. She wanted to go and meet her friend Pierre, but he's unfortunately out of the country during that time. So we're like, all right, well, we'll still go. Somewhere new, somewhere cool, something we can do stuff with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's just looking for one more family adventure before the school year starts. So she picked that. Lo and behold, you guys are having a trip the same time.
Same week.
But I'm pretty sure we're going to try to see a show or two. Lauren is hung up on seeing Lea Michele sing whatever she's in.
Who's that?
Lea Michele's the girl from Glee.
I don't watch Glee.
Nobody watches Glee. It's not on anymore. But
I never watched Glee.
Oh. She's the...
Surprisingly, for someone who likes musicals, I don't like TV shows based around musicals.
Dude.
I also never watched High School Musical.
The musical? High School Musical?
High School Musical. Non-musical.
Pretty sure I've watched all three of them with...
High School the Musical, the movie.
Yes.
Right.
I think I watched with my nieces once.
Nice.
I was just by myself with a bag of popcorn. It's fine. I'll admit it.
Did you or did you not have a shirt on? Because that's the turning point. If you watch musicals with no shirt on, eating popcorn off your chest, that's going to get weird.
That's super weird.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I don't sit around shirtless ever.
I don't either.
It's not a thing. I might sit around sleeveless. That pretty frequently.
The kids came
shirtless, home. Shirtless, though. Nobody needs that. No, like, I don't need it.
The kids came home last night. It was just me and Harrison home. The girls are at Girl Scout camp all week, which we'll get into in a second because some funny stuff happens. So we were going to dinner with the wives last night.
We had dinner last night.
Which was awesome, by the way. Thank you.
Great food, great drinks.
Good company. And we... So I was taking a shower, you know, and I just bring Harrison up, lay him in the bed. He's got his Switch. He's got his iPad. He's cool. He did pee in the bed. But that happens because he was like banging the door. He's like, Dad, I got to go to bed. Dad, open up. Dad, open up.
And so
I was
like, back in the bed
what?
To pee?
And I was like, what's wrong? No, I think he had a little like.
Oh, like a little.
Like, and then he's like, you made me pee in my pants because you took too long to open the door. And I was like, the fuck, bro? That was like 8 seconds. Fucking cowboys ride Broncos for longer than that. Bulls get ridden longer than that. People on the fucking running with the Bulls can last longer. 80-year-old men last longer in running of the Bulls than it took you to pee in your pants and blame on me. But anyways, then I got in the shower, so we had to do all that stuff. I had to like change things.
Change sheets, whatever.
So then in the shower, I get out and I hear the girls come in, Lindsay and the two girls from Girl Scout camp, and they're yelling, Dad, Dad, Daddy, Dad, Dad, Daddy, Daddy, where? And I was like, I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom.
There you go.
Fuck, I'm in the bathroom. And they're like, Dad, where are you? And I was like, I'm in the bathroom.
I hate this conversation already.
So then I'm so like, motherfucking what? So then I like, then I run out. I don't run. I put on my towel and I go out into the, like out my bedroom door and like on the railing looking down into the family room.
Yes.
It's like a open banister.
A banister area.
A balcony.
Sure. A banister alchemy.
And I was like, guys, I'm in the bathroom. They're like, and Quinn's like, no, you're not. And I was like, okay.
Well, I'm not.
And they're like, ew, you're naked. And I was like, A, I'm just in a towel. Like, not naked.
That's more than a bathing suit.
B, right. It covers everything.
Yeah.
I guess apparently for them, naked means they can see my nipples. So if my nipples are out, I'm naked.
Do you swim with your nipples in?
I don't.
No. So you're naked when you swim naked?
Apparently I swim naked with my children.
With your children all the time,
boy.
Is what you're telling me.
Fucking red flag this, Homeland Security. Anyways.
So because your nips are out, they're just yelling at you, you're naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they're the ones that made me come out. And
yeah.
And I was like, what? What do you want? They're like, nothing. We're home. I was like, okay, just, thanks.
I'm going to go back and finish my
business
back
now. I'm like half shaved. Anyways.
Children are the best.
They're the worst.
They yell. My worst one is my kids will, I'll be using the facilities.
Right. Number two.
Number twos.
Your morning constitution.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. I will get an iPad slid under the door. asking me to purchase like Robux.
That is pretty fucking funny.
And they
though.
Just slide it under. And I'm like, what? He goes, can I get this $2 thing? And I'm like, can you not wait right, 3 minutes for me to finish
for five
what I'm doing?
Seconds?
Nah. The patience on these children is less than zero.
It's phenomenal.
They are. I'm glad to know that you deal with the same random shenanigans. Of
I do. I do.
Zero boundary.
No boundaries.
And zero concept of just waiting.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Apparently, I failed as a parent because my children don't know how to wait.
Did you, though?
No,
think all
because
children
I'm pretty
just
sure they just
predetermined
all suck at it,
to
right?
do that. Yeah. I don't think that's well. Anything wrong with. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. So, well, that's good to know.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it slid under. I'm like, you know what I need? I just need longer doors.
Yep.
So that they
just
can't
plug
slide shit under them.
I think that's good.
I'm just going to build a new house.
That's okay. Also a possibility.
Just, who cares about new doors? I'm just going to get a new house.
And in that new house, you will have no doors.
Gap. No gap in the door.
No, gap.
No, I'm having all the doors.
Oh,
no gap
more
in
doors.
The doors.
It'd be like double doors.
Ooh, that's a good. I love the double door. I miss the double door.
Double doors are good.
No, I meant the band venue.
The double door. Is that still a place? No, double door is now. Double door is now a Yeti store.
Is it Yeti? Is that what it is? That's sad.
It is.
I mean, I like Yetis.
One of the greatest Chicago local venues of all time. Smashing Pumpkins played there.
All of the Pumpkins.
Lots of metal bands.
Lots of bands.
They do a lot of metal-y stuff. They used to. Now
more
they fucking
rock-ish.
Sell coolers.
Now they sell coolers. That are made out of plastic, not metal.
Not so cool. Anyways.
So, what is your favorite color? Nope. That's
black.
Black, I know.
Carolina is that blue. Weird to have black as your favorite color?
I mean, it says something about your soul, maybe.
It's true.
Black is the absence of all color.
Right. That's what I love. The absence of color. The absence of people.
You know, they say black is the absence of color and white is the presence of all colors, but how if you put all the colors together does it turn white in a box of crayons?
Yeah,
it turns black.
Seems to make no sense.
If I put all the Crayola colors together, it turns blackish brown.
Right.
If I don't put any of them there,
they don't turn white, do they?
No. Unless I just use all the white crayon. I'm sure it's a light spectrum thing.
Stupid lights.
I don't get it. Whatever. Mine is Carolina blue.
Aww.
Shocking. Oh, used to growing up, used to be red, though.
Was red?
Red was my favorite color growing up.
So yours is blue.
I don't find a lot of people that have red as a favorite color. Blue. Red, I mean, red's up there, but I think blue is like the far and away winner here.
Yeah, blue's probably the most favorite color of all time.
Logan is like
he did
big,
like a surveyed one top yeah. 100 people Family Feud top 100 yeah. top 100 answers on the board favorite color
which Family Feud Bing! Steve Harvey or Kissy
Blue
Face?
I like the 70s guy.
No, he's just very Steve Harvey's great though.
Steve Harvey's good.
I've watched a few episodes
I like Family
of Feud and it's
Family
very
Feud has aged well.
Yes, he's
good
he
show.
Really just goes into it too. He just puts the questions they answer. I don't know if they're just doing this on purpose or maybe it's the audience that watches Family Feud. The nomenclature and wording of the answers.
Oh, they're so good.
Is phenomenal.
You seen the pork cupine one?
No. Oh, yes.
I think it was like words was that start with
Q or words that have Q in them or
I don't know.
It was something like Q. I was something about, oh, it was pork.
I think it was
it
just
was pork.
Pork
questions.
Right.
And he's
pork
like pork
chops.
Cupine.
Pork loin.
Yeah.
And then he's like pork cupine. And he was like, what? Yeah, no, that's not a thing. Look it up. Pork cupine is a great Family Feud.
And they
series.
Don't they really don't cut anything. Like the no, inappropriate answers from the people
great.
Are even better.
I like when they ask ones about I don't know, your wife questions that'll like clearly get a husband in trouble, and then both guys just like don't hit the buzzer.
Yeah.
And he's like, one of you is gonna have to answer this question.
It's like you have to answer.
Nope, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it, Steve.
And then when the guy does finally answer, he's like looks over his shoulder, he's like, look what I've
so
done.
Good.
What the show that I really miss.
What would you improve on your wife?
We're just going to go down old television shows at this point.
Everything.
Everything. You're fucked. And now divorced. Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Is it a television show?
Was the greatest game show outside of Price is Right.
Is it old or new? Or
old.
I don't remember this one.
It's the Whammies.
No Whammy, no Whammy, no Whammy, no Whammy. That was called what?
Press Your Luck.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
I don't know.
I did not know that.
98% sure.
I did not know that.
Is Game Show Network still a show that I can turn on?
I don't think so.
I think it is, actually. I think maybe YouTube TV picks it up.
Yeah, YouTube's always good. Oh, yeah, with the TV.
With the whammies.
Yeah,
it's
around
got
the side.
Squares.
Yep, I do remember that now. I don't remember
it
being called Press Your Luck.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
They tried to do a new one with
Julie Bowen.
No.
Nope.
Elizabeth
Banks, the other person I was thinking of. Is that still a show?
I guess. It says it's on Hulu. Stream it, folks. Press your luck. Anyways, speaking of girls, my girls are going to Girl Scout camp.
So are they done with Girl Scout camp?
No, it's all week.
It's all week. So daytime, like
daytime.
9 to 2?
9 to like 4.
Ooh, like a whole day thing.
Yeah, it's like 8 hours of work.
How far away is the Girl Scout camp?
Yorkville.
Oh, like a good 20-minute hike.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
25.
And is it just an outdoor, like, are they using bows and arrows? Are they wearing some archery?
I asked, and okay. I will say there are many things I love about the idea of the Girl Scout camp. Now, clearly, okay. I've never been to a Girl Scout camp. I've only done Boy Scout camp.
Also
Boy Scout camp, you make leather goods.
Yeah.
You shoot bow and arrows.
Yep.
You learn how to canoe.
You whittle something.
You have a knife that you do stuff with.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what else there is.
It's literally all I can
remember.
Sure,
there was some kickball in there.
Yeah.
But Girl Scouts, they do definitely do more like 1950s Girl Scout stuff. Like they learn how to like cook things. And then like they were working on knife skills. I was like, cool. What does that entail? And then Quinn's like, oh, we had to cut up something for tacos later. And I was like, oh.
Kitchen knife skills?
I wasn't crazy about that.
That is not the same of knife skills.
I will say this, though. I was a little disappointed in the first couple of days because I was like, I want them, and again, I'm fine with those things. Like, they're usable skills, and they're great. I feel like it's a little weird that, like, it's Girl Scout camp, so they're like, oh, okay, well, we're going to do, like, stuff in the kitchen, and, like, they go on hikes, and okay, fine. Like,
makes sense.
They did do knot things. Like, they made knots.
Learn how to make knots.
Quinn got a knot badge, which was pretty cool. So I'm not poo-pooing it. And then yesterday happened. Yesterday in the Midwest, we had a
torrential downpour.
It rained all day long to the point where in my backyard, not my backyard, but like the field behind my house is a floodplain.
Oh.
That's what it's for.
And it flooded.
It completely flooded.
Yeah.
To like where it's like maybe 130 yards wide by about 80 yards long.
It filled.
And it was about 3/4 of the way.
You got free swimming
with
pool.
Water. I mean, I don't know how deep it is, but I mean, it was a lot of water. I was like, man, I'm glad that floodplain's there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water. Storm drains all dormant. Anyways, I was like, that's a lot. And it poured all day long. And we didn't know what would happen to Girl Scout camp because it's like
they were still there.
It's
they didn't
in
get,
like a forest. No, like they said, like, we still go. No cancel. I would assume it'd be like a baseball game. It's rained out. Like, we're not going to do it today. Sorry,
it was,
folks.
It was like torrential rain. Rained thunder, all day. Like, then thunderstorms.
And they're
and
not like
tornadoes.
At like the YMCA where like they can go inside.
So there's no main building they can do some indoor activities
no,
at?
No, just pavilions.
Oh.
Well, the Girl Scouts, they might do kitchen stuff. They might do knife skills, includes julienning things.
Yeah.
However, they made those girls stay outside all day long in the pouring rain, in the thunder, just chilling and shit. Just like working outside. Like, this is what we're doing. And I was like, that's kind of awesome.
All right, I will rescind my previous statements about kitchen skills.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
give them outdoor
survival
skills.
It was nice because they were like, all right, no, we're still going to do this. And like, this is what we got to do.
Do
so
it
was very cool. And like, it kind of gave me a little bit better spin on like, you know, they are teaching them again. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't learn knife skills. Everybody should learn knife skills. But like, I want it to be a little bit more like, you know,
stuff you can't do anywhere else.
Yeah. Girl Scout camp to me should be like outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah.
Learn how to pitch a tent.
Do a ropes course or obstacle course.
Right, obstacle courses.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Build a log house.
Right, out of Lincoln logs.
Lincoln logs.
Anyways, so that was cool. They were outside the whole day. Then they come home, and it was still kind of drizzly and rainy, so that was no good. We had the naked dad thing where I was out, and then I'm not, though, because I'm wearing a towel.
Yep.
And it's like a big beach towel, so like it basically covers me from like
just below your chest
to like I can't even see my feet. It's pretty awesome. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm like getting dressed and like brushing my teeth in the bathroom. And I hear that wonderful Midwest sound that everybody knows when it's raining outside. And I was like, is that the tornado siren?
Yeah.
And then I went downstairs, opened the front door, because that's what all dads do when it's like a dad right.
To confirm.
And then
A, do you see anything? And B, are you hearing the right
siren?
I
check the clouds. Do I see any swirling?
I'm telling you, what
do I see any fast moving clouds, which there were?
What is the chance
mm-hmm.
that a tornado happens
mm-hmm.
at 10 a.m. the first Tuesday of the month.
There's a possibility.
I'd say it's
what
low.
What Matt is referring to is that if you live in the Midwest,
yep.
or at least in the state of Illinois,
First Tuesday of every month,
they test the tornado sirens. I also noticed that with all of like the, because it was raining really heavily.
Yes.
That it was like that big old fat rain.
Yeah.
It was a lot harder. It was muffled.
Yeah.
And we lived pretty close to one. Nice. Thank we you. Lived pretty close to one. I think there's one right by the high school.
Okay.
So it's like a mile and change. It's normally very loud. Like you can clearly hear it. Like no problem, television on. I can hear it on a Tuesday morning, the first Tuesday of the month, no problem. But I was like, I think that's it. And I like opened the door. I was like, no, that's it. And then it kind of turned off, and then it went back on.
Yep.
And it, like it really wasn't bad outside. So then Lindsay starts like to freak out because she's like, we gotta go. So it's whatever. Yep. You know, I gotta go in the basement, right?
Yeah.
So we get everybody go in the basement. The kids are like, do we bring the dog? I was like, yes, you bring the fucking dog. What are we gonna leave the dog up here?
Yeah.
It's not Wizard of Oz.
Not Toto.
Bring the dog.
So, I got. Follow up on this, boy.
Hold on, this is the best part.
All right, go.
Then the phone goes off, right?
Oh, the
you get like the national emergency thing. It's like, tornado warning in effect for your county, your area, until 6 p.m. And it's like 5:43.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool.
17 minutes of
whatever. We're just going to hang out in the basement. I was like, oh, fudge. We were going to dinner last night
it's
with our wives. Matt and I just don't go to dinner by ourselves at fancy restaurants in Naperville.
We should.
Although we should.
Me, you, and Ramsey.
We basically did a live podcast, but just for our wives.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
It's pretty true.
So we ordered Papa John's pizza. A, do you think Papa John's pizza delivers during a tornado warning?
I would normally...
And B, do you think the kid has any fucking idea that there's a tornado warning outside?
I would say
and
that...
And C, could he follow simple instructions like, please put the pizza box on top of the car because they don't want the dog to jump on you because my dog's a happy peer. Lindsay had gone outside to meet her mom, who was babysitting the kids at the same time that the Papa John's guy came. It was great.
I know, based on discussing yesterday, that yes, he came.
It's crazy, right?
Two, I can pretty much guarantee he had zero fucking idea there's a tornado alarm.
Also true.
Three, he definitely didn't follow whatever instructions you gave him.
No.
Because he's probably
but I was
some
impressed.
17-year-old.
Good job,
but he's
Papa
like,
John's.
Still got there.
Good job, Papa John's, for still delivering
during
a tornado warning.
Did they forget the garlic butter sauce?
No, we got bonus. Four of them.
Perfect. The great only reason, I mean... Solid pizza for a entry level quick delivery pizza. It is
the best of the
there.
Like low grade pizza
of the Papa John's, Domino's, Pizza Hut's. It's my favorite.
Yeah, I would agree.
Domino's is a
Jets. You know any
Jets
of those like random
Jets,
pizzas?
But Jets makes you feel awful
of the
after I eat it.
The main brands, the chain
yes.
brands.
Yes, but
I would go Papa John's, Domino, Pizza Hut.
Pizza,
I don't really order from Pizza Hut ever.
No, not anymore.
I, like
I
to
used
go to
Pizza
Hut. Buffet-wise, though, it
buffet's
goes
great buffet.
Pizza Hut buffet.
Pizza Hut's, it, then
and that's it. There's
that's
no
it.
Other
there's
list.
No, it's just literally it.
Top answer, Pizza Hut. 100 people
yes, 100 out of 100 said Pizza Hut pizza
the
buffet.
The only time Family
if someone
Feud.
Someone says CeCe's, you can go get fucked.
I've never even been to CeCe's.
I think I've been once in Florida when I was like 20.
All right, that's not bad.
So here's, you have lived in the Midwest your entire life.
Yep, sure.
I lived
college.
In the Midwest of my whole
Both
life.
Of us are in the
Minus
same boat.
Minus college. And
we grew up here.
Our wives.
We went away to the South to go to college, and then we came back to our local areas.
Before technology.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, there's a tornado watch
Rotary
today.
Phones.
Tornado watch. Tornado warning. I know the difference now, but like when I was a kid, I'm like, I don't know. I was like, oh, the storms are bad.
One of them's bad. One of them means like, man, you should probably
tornado warning is like, you need to like, we've seen a tornado forming or the weather is about there like tornado watch is like maybe stuff will happen so you just care about your normal business like all right be aware in case something happens but you're
if
not
you hear
different.
The alarm move your ass
so wife gets home from work yesterday
right
boys are at martial arts down the street
what
sitting there and I'm like getting ready to get dressed for dinner
right
so I literally go upstairs get my clothes and I hear the fucking alarm I go gosh darn it like gonna delay this. The babysitter's supposed to come over. I gotta pick the kids up. It's only like 5:45, like you said. We got time, but I'm still like, all right, whatever else. I come downstairs and I go, Lauren's sitting in a chair by the fireplace. And I'm like, do you hear that? She goes, yeah, it's the siren. I go, so what do you do during the siren? She looks at her phone, puts it up. She goes, it just says tornado watch. And I go,
that's the bad one.
Do you understand that the siren is you go to the basement? She goes, yeah, but it says tornado watch only. And I'm like, the siren trumps whatever your phone is telling you. Get your ass in the basement. So then she goes to the basement, and she completely flips from, I forgot that the siren means I should go in the basement,
right.
to, oh my God, our Panic children mode. Are never leaving the house again, and I can't believe they're not with me. And she reaches out to their martial arts instructor and talks to him. She's like, yeah, we're in the basement because that's where we do martial arts.
That's
like,
what
we're
you
fine.
Do. We're double good. We're still practicing.
Safe. They're literally in the safest basement ever. They're surrounded by like martial arts pads.
Right.
Like they're in a buffered, like a pillow fort, basically.
I do like a good pillow
it's
fort.
It's awesome. So we go down, everything happens, and it's fine. But literally just forgot that the siren means you need to move.
Go downstairs.
That's literally what the siren is.
Quickly and fastly.
The worst siren in my existence when I was probably, I want to say I was 10 and my brother was 7.
Okay.
We were at the park 3 blocks away from my house.
Right.
We were playing and all of a sudden the tornado siren goes off. And I'm like, oh, Sean, we need to go now. I'm right. 10 and 7. Like, we hear the siren. We're like, we're going to die. We need
Let's
to get in the house.
Our ass.
Like, we need to move.
Right.
We get in our bikes. We start riding home. Sean's shoelace was untied.
Oh, no.
It got wrapped around the bike pedal.
What?
And it locked up the bike. So here's Sean. One shoe.
Did you leave him?
Nope. One shoe, no bike. He goes, what do? I go, leave it. And we took his bike. We were riding in the street. We took his bike, threw it on like the parkway. And I go, get on my pegs. And he got on my pegs. And we sped home. And we get back, he's got one shoe, no bike. My mom's like, what happened? We go, we heard the siren, his shoe got, like, we had to go back and get it like 30 minutes later. It was just
sure.
damp as hell from all the rain. But yeah, that was the most terrified I've ever been of a tornado siren as a child.
Nice.
But I did save my brother's life, and I'd like to put that in writing.
Technically speaking, you
there was
you
ever any
did.
Tornado that happened there. Anyway,
no,
either, but still.
Not particularly. I when I was in fifth grade, I was also 10, but you would have been 7 at the time.
Yes.
Kindergarten, Matt, I was in Wait, how old are you? 7 is
We're
like,
2 years apart.
I was in fifth grade.
I would have been 3rd. Right?
What year did you graduate high school?
01.
Yeah, we're
99. You're 98? You're 98?
98.
3 years in school, two and...
Yeah.
You're 42 now, right?
43.
Oh, you're 43
I
now?
I just turned 43.
Oh, God. That's what
and,
it was. I thought we were turning 42.
Yeah, this is going to blow your mind for several reasons.
43 rounds up to 45.
In 1990, there was a very bad tornado in the Plainfield area.
I don't remember it, but sure.
It was bad. There were some deaths.
Ooh.
So it was not like just a property
not
damage.
Not like a property damage. There was
it
some
It was like,
a,
like
that...
half a dozen people who did not survive said tornado. It was a big tornado. Not like F5, but like...
3.5.
Like, this was one of the bigger tornadoes. Okay. Like, this did a lot of damage. It touched down and ripped all
like
the way through Plainfield.
South of 80? Or was it? Think, it was just Plainfield.
I think. Well, the Plainfield got it the worst.
Okay,
like that's where the people
like
had died. Long story short,
okay.
So Plainfield from where I live now is not very far. It's,
no,
it's fairly close. So, anyways, other thing that will blow your mind: in fifth grade, I was on the safety patrol team. Not only was I on, I know.
Who are you? And where is my podcasting partner?
I think this is part of why I'm such a Dark Knight character now.
What?
I was not only on the safety patrol team, I was the fucking captain of the safety patrol. I was the man. I was the chief safety patrol officer of McCarty School in 1990.
What was her
in
name?
In the fifth grade. She was a teacher, and I was super into her. I think her name was Mrs. Farrell or something.
All right.
Figurino. I don't know. I like
Lou Ferrero?
I liked the older
Lou
teacher.
Ferrigno?
She's great. Obviously, Matt knows me way too well. So... I was a safety patrol. Nice thing is, for safety patrol, you got out of class like 10 minutes early.
Yeah, you did.
So I had to like put on my cool sash. I had like a sash. I had to put on my sash.
I thought you were going to go vest. You went sash?
No, it's a sash.
Oh, man.
But
this
it was
is
like,
so much better. I need
this,
a picture.
I know.
Stat.
It wasn't a sash. It was like this orange like safety buckle thing that like went around, and then it was a buckle around. It was like a harness, and I wore it. And then,
did you rappel down the side of the school with it?
Yep. So then I went outside and I was like, don't worry, guys. I'm going to go out and check out the main campus, blah, blah, blah. Because that's what I
did. Carry a stop sign to make sure the kids didn't get
run
over?
Yeah, I did have a stop sign. And I had to do the right out in front of the school where the stop sign was so that the kids could cross, and it was fine. So I go outside and it was kind of raining, but it's safety patrol, man. Safety don't wait
safety
for rain.
Don't wait for rain.
No, you got to go outside. So I go outside.
Safety and weather and mail.
And
all
I go
same.
Out and I'm the first one out. And I noticed after like 8 to 12 minutes that school should be over.
No one's
and
coming outside.
Nobody's coming outside. Well, that's weird. I don't see any people outside. Also weird.
You're the only person.
It's like fucking, did the rapture just happen? I'm the only one left.
You're left behind.
I don't know. That seems bad. I'm a 10-year-old Kenny in a fucking harness, a safety harness.
At least you're safe.
I am safe. I'm very reflective in the dark, cloudy weather. So it's raining, and then all of a sudden, the tornado siren goes off, and I'm like, motherfucker, I gotta go.
Gotta go back inside. Sure.
It's exactly what I said. Motherfucker, I gotta go. So I go running back towards the school. Now, I'm like out in front of the school at the corner, like literally right out in front of the school, but like all the way down. So I got to go down. And I know damn well that all of the doors, even in 1990, pre any kind of like bad shit happening, the doors are still locked from the outside. You can only open them from the inside. Yeah. They don't open from the outside. The only door that's open is the main doors going into the front office. Because if you were a parent, that's where you have to go in. You're not allowed to go in any other door. Okay. So now I got to run all the way to the main door. So I go to open the door. Jiggle, 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 jiggle.
Nothing.
It's locked. Now it's starting
There's
to
There's no
rain.
Doorbell on it's schools, ladies and gentlemen.
It's starting to hail, and this...
Is there a covered area at least, or are you just
I mean,
flat first?
Yeah, no, like, it's like a small...
Like the three-foot overhang?
It's so windy that, like, I'm still getting soaking wet and pelted with little hails. What's the multiple of
hail.
The word hail?
Hail.
Like moose?
It's like moose and moose.
Getting
and...
hit by many moose.
No, hail.
I'm getting
Not
hit
moose.
By many hail.
There you go.
Hails.
It's just hail.
Multiple hail.
These are hails.
There are lots of hails. That's hail.
Hails.
Right.
Those are hails.
Right.
We're talking hails.
Hails.
I think hail is just hail.
Hail.
Man, that's a lot of hail out there. What? Man, that's one piece of hail out there. It's still hail.
I got whacked in the head by a hail. Mm. Anyways, big chunks of ice are falling from the sky like God hates me personally. I'm like, I will never be a safety officer again. I was stuck outside during this fucking tornado because nobody could hear me. And poor little Kenny was stuck outside banging on the front door.
They didn't get you?
And they didn't get me. I just hung outside.
Hung out and cried. And
there was lots of wind. And it was scary.
And you survived. Here
but
you are.
But my pants were dry. I mean, my pants were wet from the rain, but they weren't wet from urine, which is good.
That's good.
Right. I was nervous. I was a nervous boy. And it was like one of the worst tornadoes that we had ever had. And they forgot me outside.
That's not good.
And then that's when the whole thing No Child Left Behind was started.
Oh,
was
because just you.
Of me.
Because
I was stuck outside.
Children would get, yeah.
Right, and that's why they now do attendance for all fire drills.
All fire drills to make
fire
sure
tornado
that,
drills.
That you're not missing.
Yeah, that I'm not gone.
You're the single, we call that the Ken reason.
Mm-hmm. No Ken left behind.
Your hail has gotten me stuck.
Can't think of the multiple of hail?
No, I think it's just hail. But what's a singular sleet?
Well, there's no singular sleet. That's a slut.
Is it slutting outside?
It's no, that's not right.
It's got to be a thing.
That was my rough tornado story.
It sucks.
And it really wasn't that bad.
It probably
I mean,
was
it was a little
like
frightening as a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, when to a 10-year-old, like now you're like, it was okay.
It was towards the end of the year. I mean, it was like this time of year, not like summer, but like it was like towards the end of school. So like it was warm outside. Like I was in shorts and like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like it was.
No.
You know.
But imagine Sawyer out there in 2 years.
Oh my God, goodness.
Or Braden in 2 years. I'm like, yep, just
it's crazy.
Disaster.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
So,
but it was also very cool. So, to wrap the whole thing up, I was very proud of the Girl Scouts for like being.
Oh, we're
like,
going back.
No,
okay,
we're not going to do it.
Yeah,
and
not
it's
quitting.
Great. Quinn cut her thumb chopping up onions.
Oh,
apparently her knife skills are not up to
Did
par.
Did she cry about it?
Yeah, she showed me it.
No,
she was like,
no,
it's
onions. It was.
Yeah, that's funny. I missed that part.
It's okay.
She was like, yeah, you know, I cut my thumb today with a knife. I was like, cool. What were you doing? She's like, chopping onions. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's good.
Is this a sweat camp or is this?
Yeah.
Like,
what? Yeah. Right. Where's this food going to?
Right.
Is this your lunch?
Oh, your back hurts? Well, now you just pulled yard duty.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, it's so good. The boys haven't watched that one yet.
I say it
to my kids all the time, and now they give it back to me. I'm like, oh, your back hurts? Or, oh, your fingers hurt? Well, now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled
yard duty for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So we didn't post this picture on the Facebooks because it was a little too graphic.
Mm-hmm.
But Logan biffed it on his bike.
I saw it. And Matt texted me a picture. I was like, oh.
I literally texted
so
him, like, is this like a good parenting moment or is this too much? You're like, I think it's too much. I go, that was my thought too. I just wanted to make sure.
Right.
But so he, Grandma and Grandpa were in town for the last 8 days.
Right.
Super fun. They'd gone to the park. He was wearing his helmet. So dad and ER doctor win there. And he said he was trying to reach for his front pegs. So I think he was sitting on his seat.
Right.
And he was trying to like, reach his tiptoes out to touch the front pegs.
Okay.
Slipped off the front seat, went over that bar in the middle of your legs and biffed it hard. So he's got all sorts of road rash on the left side of his face.
Yeah.
So I'm out like going to Warby Parker, effed up one of my glasses orders.
Right.
They measured my pupil distance wrong. So I had to go get that remeasured
your
apparently.
Your pupils were, maybe they changed.
No, they didn't. No,
you're one of those lizard people.
Dude, if I was a lizard person, we wouldn't talk about it on air and it would also be super cool.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I get home and my father-in-law just walks up and shows me a picture of my son's face all beaten up. I'm like, nice. What the hell is this? I'm like, he's What'd sitting on do? The couch 3 feet away. Why don't you lead up with that? So then Lauren was at work. I'm like, well, I'm not going to send this to her right away. But I warned her. I'm like, hey, your son biffed his face. He's okay. But we cleaned it up. He's getting better. But that That's has, so as far as child injuries go, that was ours as of this week. No cuts that were needing of the sutures. So that was nice. And it's getting there, but it has significantly impacted our swim team performances this week He's just not participating because he can't put goggles on. He's got all these like scabs and scars left in his eye. So he puts a goggle on, just pushes on it, and he goes, it hurts. And I'm like, I don't blame you. Like,
right.
We're going to be okay with this. We're going to move on. So yeah, getting there, having fun.
Summer's almost over.
Child injuries. We got 5 weeks left or something like that, I think.
That's fucking crazy.
How is it 5 weeks till school starts again?
I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've enjoyed having my children at home. It's been very nice. I'm very ready for them to get back to school, but at the same point, I don't want them to go back. So,
yeah, like I enjoy.
I'm in that middle period still.
Yeah, I'm still in the honeymoon phase of what you call it, of summer.
Yeah, of summer break.
Yeah.
It's like, it's still good.
Kind of happy with it.
Those last couple weeks get trying, but.
They're not driving me nuts yet.
Yeah. So it should be good.
They'll get there, I'm sure.
100%. I did have a nice little parenting break for the last 8 days.
Oh, because the grandparents were in
grandparents
town.
Grandparents were in town.
They stay with you guys.
They stay with us. Two extra humans in a four-person house.
Helps.
It's also a lot of humans.
Also true. Bathroom times are tougher.
Sharing water. Just general habits. They do a very good job of like kind of stick to our like routine and how we do stuff and everything else. But
oh, that's nice.
It still is like still different personalities and different things. So it's very nice to have them. They did a great job with the kids. It's sad when they leave, but I'm also like, all right, we're back to like normal life now too. It's like, oh, they left yesterday and I did like 3 loads of laundry, cleaned up stuff, cleaned up the fridge, ran the dishwasher, like fixed something else. I just did a bunch of stuff. I
was all
like,
in your boxers.
Yeah, without a shirt because I'm naked.
Nipples are out.
It's not true. I have a nanny. She's there. Actually, she wasn't there yesterday because it's Wednesday's her day off. So that was the other thing. I had a harsh reality of like, oh, the grandparents are here. They're going to wake up and make breakfast for the kids, and I'm going to come down, and there's going to be coffee, right? And I'm like, great, awesome. And yesterday they left, but then I went straight. Yesterday was the first day of like, oh, I'm parenting again, and like the kids had friends over, and I'd like make lunch and clean up this, and then cleaning ladies are there today, and right back into it, man. It's exhausting.
It's a full-time job.
Fun, but exhausting.
Those damn kids.
So
like little hooligans.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good times. Great oldies.
Yep.
Anything else new for you?
I got stung by a bee.
Oh, yeah. In your ear. Mm-hmm. On the ear. It'd be suck if it was in your ear.
It was like right on.
Is it better today or no?
Right here. No, it's still pretty sore.
Still sore?
Yeah.
Did you do the, is it still itchy?
Kinda.
I'm wondering if the itch is just because of the bee sting or if it's just it's itchy because the skin is stretched and so it feels itchy.
Also true. It is mildly swollen.
Yeah. Take those Motrins.
I've been doing something. I don't know what
a little Benadryl in the eve or the Benadryl cream.
Yeah. Apparently that's a thing.
Benadryl cream will make it less itchy. Fine. You'll
Whatever.
Be okay.
That's not sucks. That bad.
I'm trying to remember.
It hurt like a motherfucker though.
I don't remember
I'm
last time I got stung. It's been a while.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being deathly hollows kind of pain.
Ken got stuck like on the top. It's called your helix, by the way. Ken got stung in the top helix of his right ear.
Really?
Yeah, the helix. Anti-helix.
Like right here?
Right here is the this part's like the outer part. This the lip on the outside of your ear is called the helix. And then the anti-helix, and there's a bunch of other terms, and the tragus is that
is
little
my thing. Wife's called a she-lick? No.
She-lix?
I thought helix.
Helix and she-lix. This is the helix, this is the she-lix. Put
Why
them all together and
helix?
Here's the steep. That's just what it's called.
Fuck, one of those things like the more you know. Now it's
welcome
like,
medicine, dude. There's a whole world of weird shit in my.
Do you have to give anybody a shot in the helix?
Yeah, it sucks.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, I've had to sew people's helix. It sucks. You know, it. So when you cut your ear, sewing cartilage together is a pain in the ass. Skin, very easy. The ear's all cartilage. So cartilage, if you get a cut like here, you got to sew it back together. It can swell a ton. There's an increased risk of infection. And cartilage is very dense. So try to put a needle through it is a pain in the ass.
There's no skin on my ear?
I mean, there's skin on top of the cartilage. But it's skin, cartilage. There's no like meat or muscle. It's just skin, cartilage. Done.
She's just out there?
Yeah.
What does cartilage look like?
White. It kind of looks like...
It's gross.
I mean, you see cartilage in like meat when you cook it. It's like thick, white, whatever. But on there, it's like whitish and thick. And then you got to sew through it and it's hard. Ugh. Sewing ears is awful. I dislike sewing ears.
I heard
especially
that.
Especially that spot.
Get it? Woo!
Like you get cuts like behind the ear.
I
like
heard that. Glass.
I get it. A hearing joke.
He's just ignoring it.
I ignored it the first time, but I didn't realize
it's
it
pretty
either,
good.
So it's okay.
I liked it.
Ear anatomy. Dude, if you guys look up like weird, you want to learn something weird about your body, look up anatomic pictures of different body parts.
I
not
try
the
not
dirty
to look
ones.
Up any kind of non-body particle stuff that I don't want to learn about. Great.
This is.
Nope. I don't want to see it.
It's just a drawing of an ear.
Oh, nice.
Look at all the different parts of just an ear.
There's the concha.
Yep.
The lobula. The lobula. I got stung in the helical crus. It's a little lower.
Crux?
Crus.
Crus? Crus?
C-R-U-S.
Oh, cruise.
Cruz. Triangular fossa.
There you go.
The tragus, that little thing on
the tragus, yeah. That's right.
Tragus.
That's one that people would actually know because girls get their
tragus pierced.
Tragus pierced.
Nice. I got
well,
my
some people, not
anti-helix.
Just girls. I had my anti-helix pierced.
I had my anti-helix. No, I had my triangular fossa pierced right here.
Yeah, that little guy. Is that it? Is that
and my lobules.
Lobules. Earlobes.
Intertragal notch?
Sure. Intertragal notch.
External auditory meatus.
Meatus.
That's what I said, meatus.
There you go.
Man.
Yeah, that's just your ear.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Why do I need to know all this stuff?
You don't. Except for
ear
when you're
anatomy.
Describing an ear injury to an ear doctor.
Back of ear anatomy? There's even more?
Yeah.
Holy shnikes, Batman.
Yeah, tell ya.
The
look of wonder on Ken's eyes
this
is just...
Nuts. The yeah. anti-
no, those are ears,
helical
not
helical fold.
Nuts have
the conchal bowl.
Conchal bowl.
It's the back part of your ear.
Sewing the conchal bowl sucks.
Better wash your conchal bowls.
People wear glasses and they get in an accident and then they get cut in the back of their ears. Those are bad. Those suck. Blowy.
No shit. Anyways,
exactly.
That's so, yeah. Your Top Dad Doctor Podcast, Dr. Matt's official name.
Dr. Matt's
tip of the day.
Helix of the day.
So anyways, I got stung by a bee or
right
a
there in the ear.
I don't know. I never saw it. Frankly, I didn't even fucking hear it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I was just like...
In and out.
I felt something hit my ear, and we're literally like outside playing with all of the kids in the neighborhood.
Were you on a ladder, you were saying, or something like that?
No. So like my arms were above my head. I was I had lowered the... basketball hoop.
Oh. Oh, so you're putting the net back on.
Because I was putting net back on. And then as I was putting it down, so I don't know like what pissed him off, because like it's not like I saw a bee or a wasp or anything those lines.
But he just got in there.
There was no nest anywhere. I'm like out in the, like in the driveway where the basketball hoop is, and there's no trees by there. I don't know what he was so mad about.
I don't either.
Maybe he's taking a nap in the basketball hoop, and then I fucking moved it. That pissed him off.
Apparently.
And all of a sudden, I got kamikaze'd by a bee in my ear, and I literally was like, fuck! And Lindsay's like, what are you doing? She thought maybe I pinched my hand or something.
Oh.
I dropped a big F-bomb.
Yeah.
The whole neighborhood heard it.
Yep.
I don't mind. It is what it is.
Get some aloe on that thing right
after
it happens.
It was rough. So I did put some ice on it. It hurt. Like, it was not comfortable.
No, I can imagine. It's a very sensitive spot.
It was vid hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I don't like it.
Give your kids a little grace
if
they get stung.
Children, yeah, it does hurt. As a 40-year-old man, I managed to dodge bees for all of my 20s and 30s.
I don't remember last time I got stung.
It's been 20-something years for me. I got stung by four or five bees walking past like a house being built when I was a kid in my neighborhood. And I got stung by like six times.
Ugh.
Yeah, it sucked.
That sounds bad.
And then we knew I wasn't allergic to bee stings because
you had all of them, you're doing okay. Right? You didn't die.
Could have pulled a my girl.
Ooh.
What was that kid's name? Tommy?
I don't remember.
Billy?
Macaulay Culkin.
Johnny?
Kevin McAllister.
Stevie?
You're just going to keep naming names. Skippy. That's it. Skippy.
Elijah?
That's Elijah Wood from Lord
of
the Rings.
I wish he'd have got stung by bees.
What's the matter with Frodo?
I don't like Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Frodo's okay.
He got a weird face.
I'll give you
he got
a
weird punchable face.
He's a very punchable face.
I
ooh,
like to punch
you
him.
Know what I did see?
Punch
I think this might,
face.
This might be a movie you watch with the family around
all
the
right.
holiday time. The trailer for Wonka came out yesterday.
I saw that. Hugh Grant is an Oompa Loompa.
I saw that too. Pretty funny.
So it's like
the music started. I can't stop.
I haven't actually seen it. I've just seen like little clips. I haven't watched the whole trailer. I saw a couple of little clips for it. But yeah, apparently it's like the story of how Willy Wonka got the chocolate factory.
How he became Wonka. He's like cool. Young Willy Wonka before he was a chocolatier. So yeah.
Chocolatier's a good job to end up getting.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, it seems like a good, like, I feel like the chocolatier industry should be more prevalent in like children's things.
Agreed.
You know, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? A chocolatier. It's great.
Oh, like spaceman, chocolatier,
right. Astronaut, policeman. Yeah. Fireman, policeman, teacher, cowboy, chocolatier.
I love it.
It's good.
I think that'll wrap it up for us today.
Yep,
ladies,
let's just
and
end on chocolatier. So just to recap the entire episode, we're here to commiserate with you on your parenting needs. So I think we accomplished that this week.
Correct.
We taught you some medical knowledge, and by we, I mean Matt,
correct,
about where Ken got stung by a bee.
We focused on tornado safety.
Yep, tornado safety.
And
No Child Left Behind.
Yep.
That segment was in there as well.
Schools have always been locked. That's not new.
Yep, that's the same.
And Girl Scout camp. A little bit more badass than it seems at first.
Much more badass than I thought. I would have thought they'd have been like, no, we're going to stay home today and learn. No, they're like, get your fucking raincoats, get out there, and that's it. Quinn did say that a big lightning bolt happened, or like a big thunder, and then like all of the girls started crying in her group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you a time that I was picking up the kids from school and it was pouring out rain and it was a thunderstorm?
Yes.
And that lightning hit like maybe 150 yards from the school.
I don't remember that part.
So Sawyer's walking out towards the car, pickup line. And Mr. Fair's out there. He's he was the assistant principal at the time. He's the principal.
Nice.
He's awesome.
Moving on
he's
up.
Like super cool. I really like him. He's a good dad. Yeah, he's just a good dad guy. Like I like him. And he's sending her to the car, and I can see her. I'm like waving at her, and she's kind of doing that like
backpack trottle
yeah, because like she's got a ton of shit in her backpack. And then sure enough, just this woof, and I mean it was loud, it was scary,
it was right,
everybody
there.
Jumped, I like, mean it was a, if you've
grown
never
grown-ups jumped too
if you've never had lightning strike close to you, and I mean within 100 yards, which is a football field, which is still pretty fucking far. That's
still far, but still way
so
close.
It's so much closer than, like, normally when you see lightning, it's not anywhere near you, and it's still very loud. Imagine how loud it would be if it was struck that close
that
to
close.
You. It fucking set off a domino effect of children crying and just
parents panicking and everyone freaking
awful.
Out.
It was wild. Sawyer was like hysterically crying. She was so upset. She thought she had just been murdered by
God,
lightning
basically.
Bolt. By Zeus. Fucking Zeus himself had come down, was making a point.
Oh, man.
Is he my broccoli? It was great. It was very weird.
Follow us on the Twitters, the socials, the TikToks, the Instagrams, the Facebooks.
We'll be back at you next week on our regularly scheduled program on Tuesday mornings, I think.
Yeah, we should be.
Good. Anyways, Perfect. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Be dad.
Or be glad.
Nice. I like that.
Done.